Welcome to Endometriosis, Journey to Butterfly. This is Letitia, international best-selling author, of course, podcast host, jewelry designer, stand-up style, and empowerment speaker. Welcome to season 3 of Endometriosis, Journey to Butterfly. Seems so crazy that we're in season 3. The last time we talked was we were still kind of in the holidays. We're in the holiday season. We last talked on Saturday, December 26, 2020. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a great New Year. Hope things are going well for you. Excited to take January off from recording because January was just a crazy busy month. And I am so glad that I did. It was much needed. We'll talk a little bit later, if not in this episode, next episode, about why I took January off, all the different things that I have coming up. But things like, 2020 in December seemed like it was a lifetime away, and I'm sitting here thinking, there's so many things that happened from the last time I recorded until February. So it's just like, we've got to unpack all of them and talk about them. And so, you know, if I don't get to all of it today, trust me, I'll get to it over time. So I have this episode, and then I've got the next episode, which will be Saturday, February 27th. And then next is March, which is Endometriosis Awareness Month. So I'm going to jump right into some endometriosis stuff. Have some interesting and exciting news about things happening in Endometriosis Awareness Month, which of course is going to look different because we're still in the pandemic. So some of the in-person events and stuff have gone virtual, which is good and bad. We'll see how that is. And just let's jump into welcome to season 3. So season 3 is going to be, season 3 is going to be interesting. There's so many different things that are going on in season 3, I feel like. Just in my life in general, I feel like season 3 is going to be different. There will be, first off, I took a month of break. So, of course, season 3 is going to have less episodes. Just because of that. And we will see based on other things that I'm doing. Might have to take another break here or there. But I will be sure to let you know, I don't have my schedule set exactly for the whole year yet. Know some things that I'm doing, but I don't know everything yet. So I will be sure to let you know all that. And I appreciate everybody still listening while we're on the break, because I saw people still listening and all of that. I appreciate it. Have new viewers from all across the world. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love you've shown my podcast. I really appreciate it. I just am amazed by the numbers and love you guys. Really appreciate it. I hope that you are getting the information that you need with your endometriosis. Please don't hesitate to contact me. If there's ever any topics that I don't cover, anything that you want to know, that you want to talk about, if you have questions about, try to stay up and research different things if I don't know or if there's something new. So we go through that now. And I know, of course, we have women or anyone who has uterus. I know we have them listening. Also, I know we have men listening as well. So I try to explain things and go through all of that. As we know with endometriosis, it is something that is unpredictable. It is unpredictable from one cycle to the next. I mean, we can't explain it. I've always talked about track your cycles, track your cycles, track your cycles. We just don't know. And we don't, just like they don't know what causes endometriosis, we don't know what causes our body to do the things it does, honestly. It's just very strange, and I don't understand it. So it's just, I don't know, it's just a never-ending cycle of different things, of, like, why does it do this? Why does it do that? I don't know why it does the things that it does. It's like, I know we talked a previous episode about my cycle. My cycle basically did a complete, it did a couple of things, actually. One of the things we didn't talk about because it happened, you know, after I recorded my last episode. But I remember I talked about my period basically completely changed course and ended up coming like a week later than I was supposed to in November. So that basically changed up things. It changed up like a whole week. Like, it was a whole 7 days late, like, for no reason or whatever. And I remember inquiring about that. Why is my cycle late? Why is my cycle late? And the only, you know, reason I can get is basically I'm getting old. It's really the response that I got. When you get older, your body changes and this, that, and the other, and your cycles may become erratic and irregular, but that just happens as you get older. And as you get older, you get closer to menopause and blah, 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 blah. Okay, first off, when I went to the doctor and they did blood tests, then they checked my blood levels and told me I wasn't in premenopause. And if I was in premenopause, well, then, you know, that's gotta be an issue, because I feel like I'm not old enough to go to menopause unless, you know, you have a hysterectomy, which sends you into early menopause, which I'm not. But some people do go into early menopause, but I'm not there. I still have regular periods. So, you know, I wasn't worried about going into early menopause. But that's one of the things. And they're like, oh, well, your periods do weird things. And so my cycles have really weird. My cycles really have done something weird in March. In March is when they did something weird and really took a change. It was like in March. And they did something weird in November, which is really strange. So it's like, I guess, I mean, I don't know what's going on with them. I can't think of anything different that has happened in those months. I can't figure out what the correlation is between those months, but something's going on. And, you know, honestly, I don't know. So I guess maybe my cycle will change every 8 months. I don't know. It's just very strange. I don't know. Now, ironically, March was 8 months from my surgery that I had. So I don't know if every 8 months my period's just going to change because that's when my surgery is or something. So I have to stay on the lookout for that, I guess. So I just have to check every 8 months. I guess my period might change. So I've got to, you know, I'll be on the lookout for that, I guess. So I guess I have to check in July to see if my period will make another 5. So I will have to document that and see what my period is doing. And see what's going on. So I will have to document that and see if something weird happens in July. I will keep you updated. So, and since I'm on the topic, so in December, yes, so it came, oh my god, my period was just horrible in December. So it was just a nightmare. What happened was, first off, let's be real, my period started on my birthday, which is like the worst timing ever. Had really bad cramps like no other. And I was having a stomach issue, so it was a double whammy. So I really did not get to go out and enjoy my birthday like I wanted to. Honestly, it was ruined based on my period and my stomach issues. So I was constantly in the bathroom in major pain, did not get to do the things I normally do, didn't even get to go out for my birthday meal, nada. I was just in pain the majority of the day, spent the majority of the day in bed. And it was just the pit. And it was a big birthday, so I am very pissed off. Just like the whole thing. It's like, of all the days, you gotta pick this one. It was just like so frustrating to just have to go through all of that. And it's like there's nothing I could do, so I felt bad. Basically, like the whole day. Felt a little better in the evening. Saw a friend and hung out with my friend for a bit. That's about it. They wanted to tell me happy birthday, and I'm like, I guess I can see them, for a minute. But other than that, did not do anything. It was so sad, and I was so upset because my birthday is like my favorite day of the year, and I love doing something. So it was very depressing and upsetting, and honestly, still upset about it. It's very upsetting. So I don't know. I guess I have to wait. I guess I gotta wait another 9 years to celebrate a big birthday and hope that I don't have a bad endo flare up period and all of that. And I guess we'll see what happens. But it was a very frustrating day, and I'm still ticked off about it. And I just don't know. It's just upsetting when your period honestly ruins your whole day. And endo is just very frustrating. And I mean, it's something that I feel like no one really understands. Like, you don't understand how it ruined your day, how you feel. Like, that was like a month and a half ago, and I am still as pissed off today as I was then. And it's like, most people don't understand. Like, one of my friends is like, well, why don't you just celebrate your birthday a different day? Because it's not my birthday, and I don't do that. Why are we going to celebrate our birthday a different day? Do you celebrate your birthday a different day? I mean, it's like, it's my birthday. If you don't, that's just stupid to me. I don't know. So that's just how I feel personally. Maybe you celebrate your birthday different. I don't know. It's stupid to me. But I'm a big birthday person and all of that. So I just had to, I guess, let that go. Maybe I will do something, not technically celebrate it, maybe I will do something big, or something, go on a vacation or something for my half birthday. I don't know at this point. I'm just still really pissed off about it. But that's the thing about when you have endo, is you don't know what's going to happen and or necessarily when it's going to happen. Because the whole thing was, technically, my period really was not supposed to be on my birthday. It all is because of what happened in November. And technically, my period, it could have come on my birthday, or it could have come the day after. And then to have an endo flare, I never knew I was going to have an endo flare, which I feel like made my cramps and my period and everything worse. So that was just a fluke. So to have a double whammy was just technically a fluke and not something I could plan for at all. It was just so random and just I don't know, I guess it was true 2020 style, right? So 2020 wanted to, honestly, I felt like up until my birthday, I feel like 2020 wasn't that bad for me. I was doing some different things. I had done, in 2020, honestly, I had done 4 virtual speaking events, and I had done, started working on the book that was released in January that we'll talk more about, and just had done some different things business-wise. It was bad in terms of I didn't get to do my jewelry business, but other things took over, so I didn't get to do jewelry, but I got to do speaking, and then I was working on the book. So we had to do what 2020 did, was pivot, and all of that, and we were on, we were on stay-at-home orders and all of that. Honestly, I'm someone who likes to stay at home anyway, so I wasn't too bummed about having to stay at home. I know some people are just over there losing their mind about having to stay home, but, I'm a homebody. I like being at home anyway. I like my space. I like my peace. So being at home is not that big of a deal to me. And all of that, I wasn't like the other people, but, my birthday, I feel like was 2020's double punch to me, so, I'm really kind of pissed off about that. But 2021, I feel like, I feel like the momentum is carried over, well, except for that horrible day. I feel like the momentum's carried over, from speaking events, writing, different things. I feel like the energy's still there, renewed from ending, I feel like professionally, with all of the stuff, it's on a high note. And, I hope you guys are having a great 2021. I hope your endo stuff is going well. Endo can be just a pain. And that's what my complaint, I guess, about 2020, in terms of endo stuff, then, 2020 was, not, 2020 wasn't the greatest, but then again, neither was 2019. I feel like having endometriosis, I feel like every year is hard. So, 2020 was not the greatest for endometriosis. I still had to go to ER last year, and, my period changed twice in the year. I had to see a specialist, which honestly, that ended up being a messed up appointment, and just all this stuff. So, in terms of endo, I just feel like every year is just whatever, but you just have to, I guess, roll with the punches for it. We pray that things get better with the endo. I hope they find a cure for all of us, because it's just so draining, physically, mentally, to have endo and never know when your flare-up is. Tracking is so important. Track your food, track your cycles, track everything. You can be the best tracker in the world, but there's still going to be days that you don't know. You don't know why you're having a flare. You don't know what you ate. You don't know what caused it. And there are days that there are certain foods and different things that I know that will cause me to have a reaction, not necessarily a flare, but a somewhat reaction. So, you know, I have to pay attention to that. So I know if, for example, I feel like if I have too much cheese, that causes a stomach problem. Now, I can't give you an exact amount of cheese per se, but I know if I have a good amount of a certain, you know, certain type of cheese, that it will cause a problem and I will have stomach issues and be in the bathroom. So I have to be aware of that and know, okay, I can only eat a certain amount of this food with this cheese in it. I can only have a certain amount of cheese with this food or whatever it is. And if I have more than a little bit of it, then I'm going to pay for it tomorrow or later today and be stuck in the bathroom. And that's something that you have to actually I've heard a lot of people with endo actually say that they have issues with cheese. And that's something that you have to be aware of. And I'm not telling you that you can't have it. I mean, I know that there's some things that I have issues for me. And yeah, sometimes I have it. I have it in moderation. But the thing is, you know what your triggers are and what causes that. So then you just have to be aware of it. So it's like, okay, if I want to eat something with some cheese and this and that, then I'm not going to do it like right before I have to have a meeting, be at work, go on vacation, whatever the thing may be. I'm not going to do it right before go on a trip, you know, be in the car, whatever. I'm not going to do it right before I know I have to be somewhere, because you don't know how long it's going to take for your body to react. My body reacts at a different time sometimes. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow. So that's why I talk about tracking, and see what's happening. Plus, you know, you can track all day long. Sometimes our bodies are just, you know, just different like that. Maybe something that you normally eat, maybe one day it does give you problems. It's just weird and random. But I still like to track just to see what's going on so I can see, honestly, what to do and what not to do. So, December was a horrible period month. As we talked about, ruined my birthday and everything else. Now, January. January was, like, totally different. It was very strange. January was, like, I had a few cramps, nothing like December. It was, like, they were pretty much, like, night and day. I had a few cramps, nothing like December. Didn't have a flare with my period. I didn't have an endo flare with my period. I wasn't stuck in the bathroom a lot during my period. The flow was good. I mean, it was just like, my period was like good in January, which is funny because it's like, they were night and day. And it's like, what did I do? It's like, honestly, what could I have done or changes that I make in 30 days that would make these be like night and day? Like, seriously, like what happened in 30 days that caused these to be so night and day? And it's just like, it's just like, they were just like, totally, just like, totally opposite in terms of just like, pain level and everything else. Like, this last period, I did have, you know, did have the endo bloat, which is, you know, nothing new, but I'd rather have endo bloat than have the severe cramping and crap that I had back in December. So the endo bloat, I guess I was in the bathroom a little bit, but, you know, I just, but not like, not for the same reason, and not like I was, on the last period, but in December, but it's like, it was just very strange. It was like, it was January, and it's like my period had reset on some level. It was just very, very weird. I don't know how to explain it. And hopefully I'm not giving you guys too much information, but it was just like it had reset. It was red. It was fresh. It was all of that. You know, sometimes you have it brown and clumps and all that. Oh, it was just like fresh. It was just like it had reset. You know, like it's a new year. It had just reset. We don't know, you know. February, I guess we'll see what February is like, but January is just like a whole new thing. It's like very strange. So since my cycles are different from December to January, then I started thinking to myself, what have I done different in the last 30 days? Like, what changes had I made in the last 30 days? You know, had I eaten any new foods on a consistent basis? Had I introduced something, a new habit? I mean, just like, what had I done? Because it's like, I have done other things in the past and it's made no difference whatsoever. So it's like, what have I done that has caused this? So I, you know, started thinking, went back, and, you know, I had, now, honestly, December and January was not that good a month in terms of tracking my food. I wasn't tracking my food like I should have in those months. Honestly, they were hectic months. Life got in the way. So I wasn't tracking as good as I should have. So tracking my period, but not tracking my food like I should have. I'm tracking symptoms and all of that. I tracked symptoms. I just wasn't tracking food as much. And so I'm sitting here thinking, what is different? What is some foods or activities? What have I done that is different? That I, you know, that could attribute to this change. And honestly, I want to know what I did to change it to make it just so, you know, different or so. So I can try to, maybe say, I want to try to, if it's going to help me, I want to figure out what it is so I can keep doing it, is really what it comes down to. And that was the case. I'm sitting up here thinking, like, okay, so what did I need? Oh, and it came, and it was a few days early as well. So instead of it being late, it was actually early. So I started thinking, okay, so what are some of the changes that I made? And doing all of that. So I was thinking, you know, and going over, okay, I've done this, this, and this. So I have been, which is something I'm pretty sure we've talked about, is I have been eating more veggies. So I've been doing more veggies, which is good. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe that plays a role. I've been eating more vegetables. That's good. Been eating the vegetables again. That's all the things. Also, I've noticed I have been drinking more tea. Normally, okay, so instead of drinking, just, and you know, you drink the tea and different things like that, but instead of drinking juice or just instead of drinking juice or pop or something like that, then you're drinking tea, you know, drink tea or drink water, just things like that. But I've been drinking a lot of tea lately. So, you know, just, you know, tea with tea bags. And I haven't been, you know, haven't been using much sugar in the tea either. So just, you know, been using some tea. Got some green tea, black tea. What else do I have? I have some other flavors I should try. I haven't tried it. Maybe I'll try some this week. I have some red raspberry. Actually, I should try some of that and see what it tastes like. Because I purchased it. It's supposed to be good for your uterus, but I have not tried it yet. I've been drinking more tea. I'm eating more veggies. Just trying to really be conscious of what I'm eating. All of that. And of course, since we are... I guess part of it has to do with... It's a whole cycle of things, I guess. Part of it is we're in winter, we're in the pandemic, and just been staying home a lot more. So just the food, not having the processed food, I feel like has really been helping. Just not as active, just not going as many places. And not that I was going that many places, but I think it takes a while probably for your body to adjust. Just like not that I was going as many places in December. But, you know, I have, it seems like every month you go less and less places, it feels like, but, you know, so it's like, okay, so I've gone less places in January than I did in December, and all of this stuff. Also, if I did have, you know, like, sometimes, you know, they're like, oh, we need something to, sometimes you don't really feel like cooking, so instead of cooking, sometimes, if I, you know, when I did go to the grocery store, I'd look for, like, healthy meal replacements and stuff like that, so I feel like that really helps instead of getting, you know, something by getting fast food or getting something like that. But then something else that I, have been doing, I feel like it helps, and I don't know, it's really weird, because I have not been this type of person, and I have not liked it in, like, years, and I don't know if that's helped or not. I have started eating, I don't eat it that often. I have it maybe once a week or so. I have some yogurt, and I have never been a yogurt person in my life before. So I haven't tried that many yogurts. I'm a creature of habit, I guess I should say. So once I find something I like, I stick with it. So I tried two yogurts, honestly. So I've tried two different brands of yogurts, and I've tried four different flavors. I tried two flavors. Okay, so I tried pineapple in both yogurt flavors. I tried one regular yogurt, and then I tried one Greek yogurt. So I tried pineapple in both of them. And then in Greek yogurt, I tried pineapple and strawberry. And then in the regular yogurt, I tried pineapple and strawberry kiwi. So, pineapple, is okay. Not my favorite. I did not really like the strawberry Greek, but I love the strawberry kiwi and regular. Now, for the Greek yogurt, I have not done this, but I feel like the Greek yogurt to me tasted like one time I like sour cream. So I like some sour cream like on my baked potato. I like sour cream on my burrito, and I have burritos at home. So one time I bought some sour cream from the store and accidentally grabbed the light, which is just like less fat. So I felt like the Greek yogurt tasted like that light sour cream, basically not really any taste. So I said that I was willing to, I have not done it yet, just because I had some sour cream still at home, so I didn't want to waste that. But I said I was willing to substitute at some point, try, or at least, you know, try for when I had burritos or whatever, or baked potato, try some plain Greek yogurt and try substituting that for some sour cream to save some calories and see if that helps my stomach. So I have some regular yogurt. I really wasn't a fan of the Greek yogurt per se. So I have some regular yogurt, like maybe like once a week. And like I said, I tried the Greek and I tried a regular. Now there might be other brands out there. You know, I just found a brand that I liked basically. And you know, the brand I went with, honestly, I tried the brand because it was on sale that week at the store. And I was like, I did not want to spend a lot of money if I didn't like it. Because I'm someone who, I've tried yogurt in the past and did not like it, but this time, you know, I liked it. Which is funny. I mean, I guess as you get older, you like things that you did not like before. Like, I like guacamole now. I'm like, I never liked guacamole before, so. You know, I guess now I like guacamole and now I like yogurt. But, that's kind of funny. So, like, I'll eat a yogurt maybe, like, once a week, I guess. Just a certain type of yogurt and just a certain flavor. But, you know, hey. As long as I'm getting it in. Which is funny because I have been taking, I don't even know exactly how long. It's probably sometime this spring it's going to be a year. I've probably been taking a probiotic probably for the last, it's probably going to be coming up on a year here. I don't remember exactly. Sometime this year probably. I saw a probiotic. I can't remember what month I took it, but I had been taking a probiotic. Now, it shouldn't take all this time, honestly, I don't feel like, for it to kick in and all this stuff, but I don't know if having the yogurt and the probiotic helped this month. I don't know what it is, but yogurt was one of the things that I added in, and I had yogurt, did not have it, I had it 3 times. So, you know, I had it, I guess there's a week I missed between my cycle, my December cycle and my January cycle, so I had it about once a week. So it's not something, you know, so that's not bad though, so that's something, you know, I continue. So I'm going to try it this month. So I've tried to have my yogurt, I have to look. I think I had it for this week, but I can't remember. I'll have to look. I think I had it for this week. I know I had it for sure last week. So I have to look and see if I had it this week. If not, then I will probably have it tomorrow. And that's a nice treat too. If you are hungry, but not that hungry, you know, yogurt's a nice snack. I don't know what kind of what flavor you get. You gotta check your calories if you're watching calories and all of that. But yogurt is something, yeah. I never thought I'd say it, but I really, you know, really like some yogurt. I could see taking it with me. That's something I talked about too. And I'm like, okay, I can see yogurt, taking yogurt with me. I can see taking it with me, if we ever do in-person events again, I can see, taking it to an in-person event with me for a snack. If we go back to the workplace, I can see taking it for lunch. I can just see, taking it as a snack or whatever, a road trip, as long as you keep it, in the cooler, I can see having it as a nice little snack, and all of that. So that is that. Let's see, what else? Something I need to do, and it's something I have looked into and just need to figure out a way to get it done. Exercise. We've talked about exercise. I've exercised once or twice, here recently, only because winter has been horrible. Especially this week, oh my gosh, it's so cold, and I'm someone who does not like being cold. I've gone for a walk a couple times this winter. One time it was cold, the other time it was very nice. I went when it was nice outside, and then I got quite a few miles in that day. But I try to go when the weather's nice, but the weather has just been so crappy lately that you just don't want to go. But I have decided that I want to try to exercise more, and I've inquired about trying to get some cold weather walking, something that won't make me cold, so I won't be so cold. I do layer when I walk, when I've walked before, but I feel like I layer okay on top, but I feel like I get cold still on the bottom. So I need to figure out a better way to layer on the bottom, and then since I layer so well on the top, sometimes depending on how far I walk and all of this, and I get hot, and it's like, you don't want to take your clothes, you don't want to take your coat off when it's cold outside, because I still wear my heavy coat. And so it's like, sometimes, you're hot because you're wearing your heavy coat, but then it's cold and this and that. So it's just a better way of trying to, I had a fellow, actually she's a runner, so she actually sent me over some great information about ways to layer depending on the temperature. I'm not going out when it's frigid and cold and in negative temperatures like it's been in the last so many days. I'm not going out there, but, she sent me over a little chart, and I'm going to focus on layering and layering more efficiently, like it says. We'll see how it works, and I'll try to go for more walks this summer. This winter, but I do plan on doing more walks this summer. I already signed up for a summer virtual walk because I didn't know if we're still going to be in the pandemic or what we're going to do. So I already signed up for a virtual walk this summer, so I know I'm getting a walk in. I think it's in the first part of June, so in June I will definitely be hitting the pavement and plan on doing more virtual, doing more virtual 5Ks, and I plan on doing some more 10Ks this year as well. I don't know, depending on how the pandemic goes, maybe I'll do an in-person race. I'm not sure at this point, but I know I'll definitely be doing some virtuals, and I'll definitely be pushing myself and trying to do some more 10Ks. I did that one 10K this summer, and I want to do some more 10Ks because I definitely can walk that 6 miles. So it's all about pushing yourself and being out of your comfort zone. So I feel like I did not even scratch the surface really on what has happened in I talked a little bit about what happened in December, but I feel like I have not even scratched the surface on January and all that's happened on January, and it was just a busy month and everything. That was the month I also took my hiatus from the show and just all the amazing things. And I know but there is not enough time left in this show to talk about all things January. Talk about, I'll have to save, I guess I'll have to save that for next time, because I'm not going to be able to get in, talk about the doctor. I'm not going to be able to talk about the book, and why, you know, just everything. I feel like I have, you know, a little bit of time left, but I feel like I'm not going to be able to get everything in for this episode. So that will have to be next week's episode, or the week after. So the next episode on the 27th will have to be catching you guys up about January. I'll have to let you guys go to catch you up, I guess, on January and February, I guess. I'll have to catch you up on what happened in January, catch you up on my doctor's visit, about what was going on when I was not recording, let you know about the book, February. I'll let you know what's going on in February with me, because we didn't talk about that either. Then we'll talk about what's going on in March, endometriosis awareness. Time with you guys is always amazing. It's always too short. So I definitely will talk about what's going on with me since the beginning of 2021. There's some exciting things coming through the pipe. Like I feel like I talked about January. I feel like January was an amazing month. 2021 has been awesome. In terms of some things, finally had my doctor's appointment that I had been waiting forever for. Talk to you about how that went, and how I am trying to figure out what the next step is based on what the doctor said at that appointment. Kind of at a crossroads, I will say that. I'm kind of at a crossroads on what to do based on how that doctor's appointment went. So just so many things I feel like going on right now. I was hoping that I get some clarity, and still really don't have clarity on which way to go. So hence, that's why I'm at the crossroads. So still trying to figure out just what direction to go in the in my health journey. And I know I'm gonna, you know, of course you guys know I'm gonna take you with me. You'll have to listen to the next episode to hear more about why I'm at the crossroads, how that appointment that I had been waiting months to go is, what I'm gonna, you know, what am I gonna do about next steps. Do I wanna, I don't know, it's just all over the place with how I'm feeling, I guess, with different things. Reading, you know, endometriosis is something that honestly, you know, when you have surgery, they get out what they see or whatever when they have surgery. But I was told it grows back in other places, like where they didn't remove it. So, I mean, it could on some level be a never-ending cycle. Like, I know I, and in some different groups on social media, I know I've talked about it previously before, but some of the, you know, I just, my heart goes out to some of the women. You know, some of them have, you know, endometriosis, really, really bad, that requires them to have multiple surgeries. And that's gotta be hard. You know, I've had one surgery, and I feel like it was, it wasn't what I expected it to be. I feel like it wasn't physically, in terms of pain wise, now that it physically wasn't as bad to me as the pain before surgery. And I feel like all of that was because I was walking and exercising on a regular basis. I feel like that's why it wasn't as painful. But I can't imagine having multiple surgeries and having to deal with that. I mean, that would be the worst. I wasn't happy to have the one surgery I had. And, you know, there's, you know, of course, possibly, you know, having to have another one. I'm just not, you know, happy to have that talk either. Because I'm like, I don't know, you know, is it going to help anything? And I just don't know. So, we're at the crossroads. We'll have to talk about that next episode and talk about all the other things. As always, thank you for spending time with me. I love you guys. Appreciate all of my listeners from all across the world, including the U.S., of course. And I will talk to you guys again in my next episode, which will be catching you guys up about what's happened in January and February, talking about my hiatus for a month, my book, my appointment, and everything else. On Saturday, February 27th at 12:45 Central Standard Time. Dang. Next time we speak, there will only be one day left in February. This month is just flying by. Hope your February in 2021 is going amazing. Hope you have a awesome and wonderful weekend. It is Valentine's weekend here in the U.S. So happy Valentine's Day if you guys are celebrating. Hope you stay healthy, stay safe, and I will talk to you next time.